In Washington, D.C., fencing has gone up around the Capitol building, and police have requested National Guard backup ahead of a rally on Saturday that is meant to show support for right-wing activists facing criminal charges for rioting on January 6th. But NBC News disinformation reporter Ben Collins is reporting that the chatter on the internet among right-wing groups is, don't go to Saturday's rally. Ben, what is this chatter online about? Why are supporters of these rioters talking this down?
They think it is a false flag event. They think any violence that happens there will be perpetrated by the federal government. Very basically, they believe that there are what they call glowies, which are federal informants among them. And they think that they are infiltrating their message boards, their Telegram accounts. And invariably, they think that they are either hosting or have taken over this rally in some way. So they're telling people to stay away.
This is being organized by a former Trump campaign staffer, but most Republican lawmakers are distancing themselves from it. How big do you expect, with all of this information, how big do you expect for it to be?
Well, the federal government anticipates about 700 people to show up. It's unclear if that is what will happen. A lot of people have said they're doing it in a way to protest even the idea that they can be stopped in any way. So it's hard to know who's going to show up. That said, many QAnon and militant influencers in these spaces, for example, people like Lynn Wood, the QAnon influencer, who was big in the Stop the Steal campaign, he told people just not to go, that it's not worth going. There are Proud Boys Telegram accounts saying the same thing. They're saying, don't show up. So it could be dozens of people, it could be hundreds of people. We just don't know yet.
Right, right. Authorities, though, are setting up as if they're prepared for violence. I mean, what have you heard in the chatter?
So basically, the rhetoric in these spaces is more violent than ever. They are priming each other to commit violence. The revolutionary zeal has not gone away from the days before the 6th. The difference is the planning is fundamentally very different. In the days before the 6th, you would see maps of the Capitol, the tunnels beneath the Capitol. You would see people posting pictures of their ammo that they brought to D.C. with them. You're not seeing that now. That's not the same thing. You're seeing things in the abstract calls to violence, people egging each other on to do violence. But it's not the same, I guess, master plan they had on, say, January 4th or January 5th.
You know, the bigger question is, if this isn't where activists' efforts are focused, what is their energy going to?
Well, there are many different disparate causes that have popped up. Mostly recently, it's about vaccine mandates. They are extremely upset about the fact that they have to get the vaccine to do things like go to restaurants in some cities or even hold down a federal job. Fundamentally, they believe that it's a government plot, that it's either microchipping you or it's tracking you in some way, or it's done to depopulate the planet. That is a big thing in their spaces. So instead, they've turned to alternative medicines like ivermectin and things like that. That's where most of their energy is gone, but they're still upset about things like the 2020 election. They're still awaiting results from this scam audit that is happening in Arizona. There are a bunch of different threads that they're following, and they're waiting for things to drop, basically.
Ben Collins covers disinformation, extremism, and the internet for NBC News. You can find his reporting at NBCNews.com. Ben, thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you.